The carrot and the stick. This phrase is used to induce this desired behavior for a reward or a punishment. Perhaps you're familiar with dangling the carrot. Well, this week's three words is pain and pleasure.
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
So let me ask you a question. What is the controlling force behind how you live your life? Is it the carrot, pleasure, or the stick, pain? Well, it doesn't matter which one drives your decision-making. It's the understanding of what gets you to take action. See, each day you take action, you improve, you build strength. For example, the phrase, I love this growing up, no pain, no gain. I think this one phrase may have stopped so many people from even beginning to work out. Working out, your mind says, pain, ugh, I gotta get dressed, I gotta get to the gym, I gotta spend 10 minutes in my car, lifting weights, oh my God, I'll be so sore after working out. Pain, pain, pain. Or you're saying, the gym builds strength, it's my escape from my kids, my phone, my time, pleasure. So which one of those describe you? So what could stop you from moving forward? It's that controlling force of human behavior. See, everyone has that drive within them. Everyone can take action. They know what they want and follow through, and then they keep shifting until they accomplish it. But the more profound question is this: why do so many people fall short of achieving their goals? The reason? Fear. Fear of failure, fear of rejection. Now that's painful. Fear of success? That's a little more pleasure. But yes, these are two forces that drive us. The one for need to avoid pain and the other the desire to gain pleasure. Well, my goal in this podcast is to help coach you through and help you understand the meaning behind pain and pleasure. And by understanding that about yourself, you will take action. And yes, it's that simple. So don't we have our best intentions? Don't we, when we look at different things we want to accomplish, we have the best intentions. But then what happens? We lose focus. We get caught up in shifting our attention to other things like calling a friend or talking with a coworker, answering emails, instead of following up and taking action. See, you have to be more aware of what drives you. And you've got to take the time to understand this. It's this personal power to live your life. The need to avoid pain and the desire to gain pleasure. For example, do you have a fear of calling a new business prospect that you know you could help? So you email and then maybe send an article. You know you should just call, right? But your brain is saying avoid the pain of rejection, and the pain of not meeting with you. That's what your brain's saying to you. Instead of shifting your brain of pain to the following. Well, let's think about it. My best client, who I love working with, that loves to work with me, I had to get in front of that person for the first time. So I might have had to stop by their business. I had to call. I had to email. Maybe I tried to send them a LinkedIn invite. I even went as far as sharing a case study to just earn that first meeting. But I told my brain that successful people expect to make about 8 attempts to reach that decision maker. And I'm only on about step 4 or 5. So I gotta keep going. See, I know the steps it takes to win that business, the pain I will experience if I don't meet with that client, and the pleasure of once I do. You know another silent killer I was thinking about? Procrastination. It's the need to do something and you don't follow up. Well, we'll get back to that in a minute. So I'm pretty confident my three-word podcasters out there would much prefer pleasure over pain, right? I'm waiting. So the answer is simple. We need to learn how to control the pain and pleasure. So how do we do it? Again, people do almost anything to avoid pain. So we got to focus on how to get pleasure. So if you keep thinking, if I make that new business call, I'm going to get rejected and I'm going to feel pain. Or you say, the client didn't respond to my email immediately. They must not want to meet with me or work with me. Ugh, they must be happy with their current vendor. But if I don't close them, think about this. My income could be impacted greatly. So we find ourselves starting to react to pain versus taking control. So think about this. I'm in marketing and we do this better than anybody. Great marketing campaigns, they get you to associate pleasure with the product versus pain. In some occasions it is pain. But most people, they don't even buy the best products. Most consumers want to, you know, they want to offer something that offers pleasure, satisfaction, for very little pain or sacrifice. Something that may simplify our lives. One company that comes to mind that does this better than any other company, Amazon. One click, free shipping the next day, avoid the pain of shopping for those long hours to find that one item, and you enjoy all these options. Now that's pleasure. See what I'm talking about? Well, we help our clients in advertising in 30 seconds to get a consumer to buy their products or service, all for pleasure. Or if they don't buy it, they could experience pain. Well, we understand in marketing the power of emotions to the consumer. They buy the feeling the product gives them. And if you lead a team, you also need to understand what drives them. Is it the ability to feel pleasure or do they avoid pain? It's so vital to just slow down and understand how your team and how you make decisions. So when it comes to business, you have to ask yourself this question. What if I don't call that client? What are some of the things you will miss out on for not being able to work with them and feel that pleasure? See, your brain went to pain and it stopped you from following through. It probably cost you financial freedom, perhaps your kids' college education, a vacation for you, for just not picking up the phone, just to avoid pain. Meanwhile, your competitor closes the deal. They're sitting on the beach toasting the sunset. Not you three-word podcasters, because you use your power to rise above it and you're going to go for it. Another example, I was thinking about this, chocolate. Who doesn't like a good piece of chocolate? Your brain says, dark chocolate with caramel, pleasure. Or if I eat it, that 500-calorie piece of chocolate, pain. I just blew my workout for the day. Is it starting to make sense now? Hopefully these examples are starting to resonate with you. But the goal is to focus on not doing something that will cause you more pain by just taking action and doing it. Back to making that new business call again. If I don't make that call, it could cost me a lifetime customer. Painful. Or if I make the call, I have the opportunity to create that lifetime customer. Pleasure. Make the call. Don't wait. See, the secret to success is to use pain and pleasure instead of having pain and pleasure use you. Think about that for a minute. If you do this, you will take back the control in your life and you don't have to do the life that controls you. See, most people's lives, they control them, but not my three-word podcasters. Because I'm pretty confident you want less pain, yes, and more pleasure. So join me in doing this. Take action now on something that matters to you and your business. Think of one thing you need to take action on right now. And when it's picking up the phone and calling that client, call them. Do something to improve your life or your business and avoid the pain and get more pleasure in your life. Well, if you like this podcast, make sure you rate it. Or if you think someone can benefit from this episode, I invite you to share it or subscribe at iTunes and Spotify so you don't miss out on the next three-word podcast.
Find more episodes and get the book at threewordmeetings.com.